since I was
I said food experience.
Oh, there's the marshmallow sticks.
Why did you think that I said Alabama? Wait for me!
That I started my garden during COVID, you know, living home alone, so I started plants and stuff. And I was looking for people who were, you know, community gardeners. And I happened to be in the neighborhood driving by, and I saw people out there gardening. So I just pulled over. I was like, yeah, you answered my prayers, universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I pulled over, introduced myself, and I started volunteering, like, the very next weekend.
Was that last season, or?
This was 2 years ago, maybe?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you just come for all the big events?
Yeah, well, I've been traveling for work, and now that, you know, things have been normalized a little bit, so
we're
in Rochester for months. Like, I go from Tuesday to Friday, and then when I get home, I'm just, like, happy to be home, so. Yeah, I haven't been here for a while. I used to come pretty regularly, but I'm going to start picking back up, because, I very much enjoy it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A triple?
Yeah.
Triple marshmallow?
But look at the brown.
It's getting there, but you could do a lot better than that, I think.
And you said you did.
I had a good brown top one, and it just fell in.
Last full moon, Gabby's garden on Grand Street in Albany held a full moon planting party to work on the garden and have fun. There was a grill full of hot dogs and marshmallow roasting, with kids of all ages running around playing hide and seek. The garden on Grand Street has been around for a long time and has had contributions from the founders of Soulfire Farm and Youth Effects, along with many other downtown Albany residents that have passed through. Lex Begat and Aaron Johans helped organize the event and told me about the history of the garden.
So this place here, I'll just describe where we are. Right now, we are in Gabby's garden.
Okay.
That's Gabby and the painting right there. Gabby's garden is right behind the free school. And this land here has belonged to the Friends of the Free School for a long time. Down below was a parking lot, like for much of the free school's life. And then I don't know how or why, but you see the house right behind you there? So that's where Jeff used to live. And Jeff Root was Bowen Suchak's partner at Youth Effects when Youth Effects got started. And Jeff, before that cherry tree wasn't there, and Jeff used to project movies onto the wall of that building, which was abandoned at the time. From that window, he would project movies there. And so this became like a community space through like Grand Street Community Arts. And then Grand Street Community Arts had a program called Youth Organics, and somehow Youth Organics, like, put in a lawn down there on what was the parking lot. They put in apple trees and a lawn, and it became a community space with a small garden. And then up here, the garden part was like the garden program of the free school forever. And then everything changed in 2020, you know. So before that, I don't know if you guys ever ate at the free school pre-2020, but the free school has always had an amazing lunch program with amazing food, and we would grow food for the school lunch program.
Yeah,
and that's how the garden functioned. It was like a teaching garden to make food for the lunch program. And then in 2020, there was no more school lunch and no more school in person, and so the raison d'etre for the garden changed, and suddenly we had tons of volunteers. So we just expanded. Like, in 2020, we just, like, grew. We started so much new space. A lot of space here was just wood chipper lawn before, and, like, in 2020, we dramatically expanded. And we had tons of volunteers, and then in 2021, we had fewer. And then 2022...
So let's say the present, like, what's the project, what's the idea of right now?
Right now it's mostly just me and Lex. We've had a few core members who used to live in the neighborhood move out, and that's made it more difficult. We really want to keep volunteers as local as possible, but we know that a lot of people are really busy and stressed, and so if anybody did want to come out of the neighborhood to volunteer here, we're obviously not going to turn them away. One of the big things that I like to do with the garden is donate the food to the free food fridge. There's one located over on Elm Street.
The first one?
Yes, the very first free food fridge. And so I figure if we're gardening, this is obviously more food that I'm going to eat or be able to you know, set aside for winter. But also, if we're having a community garden, the point is to be able to give back directly to the surrounding community. So that's why I like doing a little weekly harvest. And then, depending on how productive the garden can be, I know Food Not Bombs is also looking for additional produce donations. So this is also a small plug on their end for anyone who might be listening.
And they serve on Monday nights, is that
yep,
right?
Yep, serving is on Monday nights, so they would need the produce donations by Mondays at 4. And
where do they do it?
That is located at the SJC, which is located on Central Ave.
Right, right.
And their serving hours are every Monday from 5 to 7, which is pretty nice for me because our open garden volunteer hours are Sundays 10 to 2. And then Wednesdays from 5 to 7. So
that's the idea, is that those times anyone can come here and
garden or at least that's the time when we'll be here. But obviously, if anyone wanted to come in, you know, to enjoy the space and see it any other time, they're more than welcome to. There's no gate here on the garden. Sometimes we have some people from the neighborhood who will come in and just sort of harvest on their own, and that's fine because that's what the food is here for. But obviously, you know, we prefer to kind of guide people when possible so that way they don't accidentally like harvesting something too early or pull out a plant that they shouldn't. And so I think what we would like to try and do is just let more people know about what Gabby's Garden is and to be able to help out. Two of the projects I know we're trying to work on right now, we're putting up a shed so that way we can store our tools for the winter so tools don't walk off or get left out and then weathered. And then I also want to try and put in a drip line system. So we're going to see how that goes. We're still transplanting right now, still fairly early in the season. But, you know, the garden work really ebbs and flows. So pretty much any time is a good time to drop in.
There's, like, a lot of infrastructure already. There's these cool sort of structures in the greenhouse already and stuff.
Yeah, these
right?
structures were built by Jonah and Leah when they lived in the neighborhood. This was... I don't know what that is. They're using
palapa or whatever.
I feel like it was supposed to be an outdoor kitchen. That's how it's always referred to. It has like rainwater catchment, but it's really just like shade.
It's a nice spot. We've you know hung out underneath it when it's rainy, and it's just
we had a poetry under there during the rain. All spring.
Yeah.
And right now, as we speak, there's a bunch of kids serving themselves, using it as a bar service for root beer and marshmallows. So that's pretty cool.
they're gonna be party people. I can see it.
What have you done so far today for the full moon planting ceremony?
For transplanting or
all of the transplants that we had Nate brought on Wednesday, okay. But you do have my 4 seed packets of green beans and cucumbers, which I was going to plant.
Okay, so we can
plant those.
We've been double digging, and I think we're going to be putting seeds in the ground.
And that's because of the super fertility of the moon right now, right?
Yes, and also the
sacrifices. So the whole full moon planting thing started like. It was a year or two ago when we had so many starts and the weather was so hot and dry. We were waiting for a cloudy day to transplant and there was like no cloudy days. And so then finally, like first week of June, we're like, we're just going to like, let's just do it at night. Let's just have a full moon planting party. And so then was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year. Yeah. That was the first one. And also, low-key, this is a little bit of guerrilla gardening, so when's the best time to do guerrilla gardening? At night.
I would, like, otherwise, other cases I might ask, like, you know, just the bigger philosophy behind the whole thing. I feel like everybody kind of knows about community gardening and stuff. Like, I do like that you're kind of the free school, free garden connection, just the way that you're saying... It's kind of everybody's garden in a real way.
There's like no fence.
That's pretty,
yes.
It's really open.
People
take
whatever they want.
That's pretty.
Yeah. Sometimes there's crazy people throwing shovels. That's why we need the shed. There's crazy people throwing shovels at the apple tree to get apples to fall down. And I'll have to be like, hey, don't throw the shovel at the tree.
Gabby's Garden is at 93 Grand Street. Drop-in hours are Sundays 10 to 2 and Wednesdays 5 to 7, and all are welcome. Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.